I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there. This is the Beluga Tunes podcast. Andy here. Thank you so much for deciding to listen to this episode. So yeah, what do I have in store for you this week? As usual, there's going to be a six-minute shout-out. For new listeners, the six-minute shout-out is when I just find something online and I think, oh, that's quite cool, and I talk about it for 6 minutes on this show. So yeah, that's what's coming up first. Then I'm going to be talking about a movie called Our Idiot Brother. I had never heard of this film before this episode, but I watched it. What did I think of it? You're going to find out. I think I talked mostly about Steve Coogan's accent in that one, so that gives you a bit of an idea of exactly what's to come. Yeah, then I just do the... it was the 22nd chapter of The Infinity Express. And again, for new listeners, this is a story that I'm working on week by week. I'm creating a new little chapter each week, and it's going in really random, weird directions. Lots of weird stuff is happening now. It seems like the longer it goes on, the weirder it gets. But it's quite fun. It's not most focused, but basically it's about a group of friends who travel on this train that takes them to different worlds. And they encounter a lot of strange stuff, kind of like, is it sort of a Star Trek kind of concept in a way? But yeah, and it's just, you know, it's all about keeping this story going. It's not really meant to have an ending or anything. It just keeps going and things get more and more random as it goes on. So yeah, I did chapter 22 this week. And I think that's it. I think that's all I've really got in store for you this week. So let's just go right ahead and move on. So
Dan has the most infectious smile. Every time I see it, I start smiling too. Thank you, Professor Fart Sprinkles.
It is now time for the six-minute shout-out. So let's spin that internet wheel. There it goes. It's spinning. I wonder what it's going to land on. It's presumably going to be something you can find on the internet. Is it going to be something on Instagram? Is it going to be something on YouTube? Those seem to be the two things that I go to quite a lot. Mind you, Instagram, not so much, I suppose. Okay, it has landed on Dead Duck and Zombie Chick, the radio show. Yeah, so I get the feeling I have talked about Dead Duck and Zombie Chick in the past, because it's a comic by J.P. Fosgit. I just kind of stumbled upon this online. You can actually read the original comic. That's one thing I haven't actually got a hold of. Just Google it. Google Dead Duck and Zombie Chick if you don't know what it is. Then you'll get to have a look at the comic. I was very impressed. It's one of the things that's really inspired me in the work that I do. Because I don't generally do kind of adult stuff, but yeah, this was still a good source of inspiration. And I ordered a copy, physical copy of that very comic, because I thought, even though it is right there online, I want to support this guy, because at this point, this was before Fosgit started working on My Little Pony comics and Bodhi Troll. He's done a lot of great work, but this was before any of that. So yeah, I was just like, I feel like I just want to support him any way possible, because this is the type of humour that I really enjoy. I'm not timing myself. Well, I don't have to time myself, really. I like the whole concept. It will take me a while to explain what the premise of this is, but basically these characters, Dead Duck and Zombie Chick, they are pretty much exactly what their name suggests. It's a duck and a chicken. One of them's kind of like the Grim Reaper. That's Ducky. Zombie Chick is literally a zombified chicken. I found out about this this project to turn it into a radio show. I think I heard about it last year. And there's a Kickstarter, so this is what I'm getting onto now, really. because they want to try and fund this so they can produce some vinyl copies of this this show, because I think the idea is they're doing 4 episodes, I have a really good feeling about this. As I say, really big fan of the comics, I really want to see if we can get this funded. So far there have been 50 backers, so that's promising, but there's still a long way to go. So basically you want to go to, so the Kickstarter project is Dead Duck and Zombie Chick Radio Show Vinyl Pressing. The comic book comes to life in the epic recording. Get the vinyl pressing of Dead Duck and Zombie Chick Radio Show to have to hold. So I'll read some of the rewards that are on this. Oh dear. Sorry, I keep doing that. If you pledge $2 or more, you get the digital comic Dead Duck and Zombie Chick, the hilarious Dead Duck and Zombie Chick digitally for the low price of $2. $6 or more, a printed copy of that. And so I can tell you that that's worth it. I do own a copy of the comic, and I'm recommending that. $10 or more, the digital version of the radio show. So you get all 4 24-minute long episodes digitally. $15 or more, a wearable bracelet with digital content. $30 or more, you get the wearable bracelet and a sketch. Jay is going to include a sketch with that one. $40 or more, t-shirt reward, comic and wearable. So that's with this t-shirt, and they include the print comic and the wearable bracelet with the radio show. Free domestic shipping. For $50 or more, the collector's edition vinyl. Yeah, the vinyl with all 4 episodes. $75 or more, the vinyl plus J Fosgate sketch. How long have I got? Sorry, I want to make sure. I'm past the 6-minute mark. I'm rambling way too much. But so there's $100. You get the retail award, 4 albums to distribute at your shops. $150. There's the vinyl. Medium sketch, bracelet and comic. $250, vinyl, large sketch, bracelet and comic. And $500 will get you the vinyl with a J Fosgate sketch cover, so the entire vinyl cover will be an exclusive sketch. That's my 6 minutes up, so I'll have to move on. Just to reiterate, it's the Kickstarter. I've already backed this myself. Dead Duck and Zombie Chick Radio Show Vinyl Pressing. Go check it out. There will be a link on Acast.
Well, on the bright side, we now get cable. tell me you've never seen the Pink Panther?
Mom and Dad don't like violent movies.
Yeah, but it's not violent. It's hilarious. Nobody's actually getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Get on your feet. Come on. Come here. On your feet, River Rockland Bing. Give me a chop. What was that?
A chop?
That was a chop. That wasn't a chop. You know what that was? Was this? Chop me. Do it.
I have a bit.
River has school in the morning.
Oh, God, sorry. Yeah, I must have lost track of time again.
And Ned, what's the laptop doing in his bedroom?
Oh, we were just watching Pink Panther.
We loaned you the computer for your resume, not to look at Pink Panthers.
A comedy centered on an idealist who barges into the lives of his three sisters. So yeah, I watched our Idiot Brother from 2011. And really, all I can think to talk about in this is Steve Coogan's American accent. You heard it in that clip. Now, here's the thing, because, I suppose this is the first time I've done a movie for Podflix where I've noticed a bit of a bad accent. But I mean, this, it was so distracting. Like, because I've seen Steve Coogan in so many British comedies. And I suppose I did talk about him when I was talking about 24-hour party people. But I mean, that was a couple of years ago when I talked about that. I can't remember what I said in that one. But here's the thing. He is a good actor. But he just wasn't trying. That voice he put on was terrible. And I think because it got me thinking about the kind of characters he normally plays. Like, he wasn't even a huge part of this movie, but this is all I can think about. And you know, because he's been in plenty of American films, he normally just plays it as a Brit. So it was hilarious just seeing, his normal accent just kept leaking out while he was trying to play this character. He's like the husband of one of these three sisters, I believe. I didn't really pay attention, I definitely paid attention. Because I never really focused on what was happening in each scene that he turned up in, because I was just thinking about that voice. In shows like The Day to Day, that's kind of an example of early Steve Coogan. He did kind of do characters that were meant to be from other countries, but it seemed like they wanted it to be a little bit unconvincing, because it's funny how that show, it's quite accurately spoofs news and current affairs and documentaries, I feel like they wanted to just give it a bit of silliness, so it never seemed to be a problem that not all of the performers on that show could do accents that well, because they had to play multiple characters. It was a bit like a sketch show. This whole film, I was just sitting there thinking, because, as I say, Steve Coogan isn't in it an awful lot. He's definitely not the main character. But each time he wasn't on the screen, I was kind of looking forward to the next time he was going to be on the screen, because this is like, early on I was like, is he putting on an accent? Because he wasn't trying to very hard, and so I'm like, next time he comes on the screen, I've got to listen and think, just confirm that he's playing an American. It was so bad. The film itself is not that great at all. Would I watch it again? No, I'm not going to bother. Although, that said, I would almost show this to someone just for the moments where Steve Coogan's there, because I just don't think he was trying. I think he probably can do a good American. I found myself thinking, how many other times has he pretended to be American in his role? And the only thing I could think about was the occasional episode of The Day Today. Oh dear, yeah, I think I've got indigestion. Sorry. I think it's kind of worth watching if you like to have a laugh at a British guy really doing a bad job at trying to be American. If you think Hugh Laurie's bad, check out this one. It's kind of awkward. Also, Paul Rudd is in this film. He is the main character. I haven't talked about him at all because his character's pretty forgettable. My advice is just watch it for the Steve Coogan moments because they're kind of so bad it's good. I actually don't know yet what I'm going to do for the next film because I'm going to be doing a live episode. And I'm toying with the idea of choosing a film that's in the public domain, because whenever I do live episodes, I stream to YouTube and they have a different set of policies. So, normally I would play a clip from the film, and I'm thinking maybe I could do that if it's in the public domain. So maybe that will be for live episodes. I might stick with public domain films. That's just something I'm toying with the idea with, so I'm not going to reveal this week what the next film's going to be, but you will find out. I'll keep you informed, okay?
What are you doing? Your neck is cold? You want me to get you a scarf? A bow tie?
Hi, we're here on the street asking people about the fump. Excuse me, sir, do you know what the fump is?
The what?
The fump. F-U-M-P.
Oh, I don't know, but it doesn't sound appetizing. I don't want any.
Isn't that the sound a groundhog makes when you run over it with your car?
No. Can you tell me what the fump is?
Is it the enemy in the next Spider-Man movie?
I don't think so.
A clean-burning car that runs on pancakes?
What?
Isn't that the stuff the Nutty Professor invented?
No, that's flubber. The fump. What is the fump?
Ooh, it's a dog. I think it's half Great Dane, half Chihuahua.
Is that even possible?
Sounds like something you get from a cheap hooker.
Oh, come on, no. Doesn't anyone around here know what the fump is?
I do, but I'm a paid announcer with a script in front of me that explains it.
Fine, fine. Go do your thing.
The Fump is the Funny Music Project. It's a website where comedy musicians post funny songs and parodies. New songs are uploaded every Tuesday and Friday. The songs are available for free download from thefump.com or automatically via our podcast feed. The Fump features some of the biggest names in comedy music from the Dr. Demento Show, including the great Luke Ski, Robert London Spav, Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Rob Balder, Possible Oscar, Tom Smith, Raymond and Scum, Power Salad, Bob Ricci, Carla Ulbricht, Steve Goody, Paul and Storm, and Jonathan Colton. High-quality downloads and compilation CDs are also available. Find us at www.thefump.com or look us up on iTunes. And for behind-the-scenes discussions on the songs posted to the Fump, listen to the Funny Music Podcast.
Thank you. See, people? Was that so hard?
So it is something you get from a cheap hooker. Look, the one I was with last Friday sold me a copy of the Volume 10 compilation CD.
Ugh, I quit. I'm going home.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Fump. It's not something you get from a cheap hooker. Usually.
It's Infinity Express time. Let me give you a little recap on what's happening in the story so far. So yeah, the Otter charity event has come to a close. It did not go well. Tabitha left early. Miss Tabitha Gumble, Lady Gumble. Is that what I'm gonna? Yeah. She had to take most of the otters with her. I think Suzette is keeping one of them because she's named one of them Robin and she's become quite attached to him. Tabitha is now stuck with a large number of otters without a home. They've also met Nicole. Apparently someone booked her for the event. She was hoping to make an appearance. Didn't quite make it in time. Obviously, it ended earlier than expected. So yeah, they're now stuck paying a performer, it seems, and even though she didn't get a chance to actually make her appearance, it's all a bit vague. I suppose I'll probably write a bit more about Nicole in this chapter, maybe. So yeah, I'm going to start work on chapter 22 of the Infinity Express. So that means, excuse me, oh, it's happening again. I need to go to randomlists.com and I want it to give me 8 different words that I am going to try and fit into this new chapter, chapter 22. Okay, here are my words: rhetorical, uptight, motionless, feeble, adjustment, fireman, exuberant, and competition. And just like that, I have chapter 22 already, and I'm gonna read it now. So here are chapter 2 of the Infinity Express. Lisa makes a cup of tea and brings it out of the train for Nicole. "Thanks," she says. "I've had a very tiring day. Can you imagine the kind of things I had to put up with?" "I think I can," yells Suzette. "I think Nicole was being rhetoric," says Teresa. "No, let me hear what the cat lady is thinking," smiles Nicole. Suzette steps forward. "Well, I reckon you've been spending the day getting bored at an owl sanctuary, meeting with some uptight ambassadors for the prevention of cruelty to maggots, and most of the afternoon you were stood next to a dignitary giving a speech on how chameleons change colour." Nicole chuckles. "Well, they were more caterpillars than maggots, but apart from that, you were pretty spot on." Suzette steps forward, looking very pleased with herself. Then she looks down at Robin. He is standing completely motionless. He's standing completely motionless, looking over at the train. "Looks like he doesn't want to climb aboard," says Shane. "Well then, in that case, I'm staying here with him," replies Suzette. "Are you sure?" asks Lisa. "Well, just look at his feeble little legs," says Suzette. "He needs nourishment. We can't just leave him here." "Then I guess you're going to have to be his new mummy," laughs Nicole. Becky makes an adjustment to the controls on the express train. "I think we're going to have to board this thing soon," she calls to the others. "Are you sure you're not coming with us?" asks Lisa. "Positive," says Suzette. "Did I ever tell you about the time I worked as a fireman?" asks Shane. "Does it have anything to do with our current situation?" asks Teresa. "Not at all," replies Shane. "But it's a fascinating story." Thanks for the tea, Lisa, says Nicole. I'd love to stay, but apparently there's a flower show in need of an exuberant performer with too much time on her hands. In other words, I'm needed elsewhere. No problem, replies Lisa. There's going to be an orchid growing competition for anyone who's interested. Anyway, see ya, she calls. And as she heads off, she glances down at Robin, then mutters under her breath, "That's the weirdest looking turkey I've ever seen."
You pressed you, referring to me. That is incorrect. The correct answer is you.
Well, the time has very nearly come for me to send you all on your merry way, so let's do this last bit. The clips you heard this week were from Game Grumps, The Harry Hill Show, Pete Moore, Our Idiot Brother, Comedy Bang Bang, and The Simpsons. So yeah, a few things. I'm working on a little video, because I don't know how many people know about this, but I hid some Easter eggs around my my different sites, like Instagram and Twitter, and I left some clues on belugatoons.com. And at some point, I'm gonna work on a video where I reveal all the hiding places, because there were 7 Easter eggs altogether. They were just pictures; they weren't real eggs. But it's a fun thing. I found lots of creative ways of hiding them. So yeah, I intend to do that at some point, sometime this week, maybe. I just want to give people plenty of time. So yeah. You still have time to go to belugatoons.com, BelugaTons. That's the website. Just look for the Easter egg clues. The first one isn't actually hidden. Egg number one is on display, so that gives you an idea of what you're looking for, basically, what the eggs kind of look like. And there are lots of clues. It tells you, gives you some useful information on finding them, so have fun with that. My Redbubble store is belugatoons.redbubble.com. This podcast is available on Acast, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. My Twitter is at belugatoons. The Twitter for this podcast is at belugatoonspod. You'll get links to the 6-minute shout-out things and everything. I really feel like I'm going to need to include a link to the Kickstarter, because I wasn't that clear on where you have to go. So yeah, please back that. Back the Kickstarter for the Dead Duck radio show. So yeah, next week I don't know what the film is going to be. I'm thinking maybe one of the Mystery Science Theater titles, because yeah, as I said before, public domain, that's the whole thing that I need to, I'm probably gonna have to do some research on that, what kind of clips I can actually play on a live stream. When I know, then that will help me out a lot. If I can't play any clips, then I just won't. I'll just keep it as it is. So don't forget the live stream. Got to make sure. Yep, 8th of April. 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. I'm going to be doing this podcast as a live stream. Anything can happen. It's going to be unedited and live. So yeah, that's quite cool. What else? Is there anything I need to mention now? Because we're still not doing Video Gaga. We are going to do that at some point. I don't know yet. There's been no new episodes of Keep Drawing, but I think the live one is the live episode is the only thing I've got lined up. So yeah, I think that's it. So thanks for listening, everybody. Do take care, and as usual, bye bye.